Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Good morning, world. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion here on AM 1230 WFAS.
Yes, it is.
And happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. We know that was just a couple days ago. I hope you guys are all recovering from your turkey hangover.
Best Thanksgiving dinner I ever ate. Carol cooked a turkey that just melted in your mouth. I had like doubles and triples portions, and I was in a coma, and I don't even think I saw the last game. And really, I'm glad I didn't, because I saw all the non-highlights.
Apparently, the Jets
later
were still in a coma.
Yeah,
when they took the field. That was awful.
There are, you know what? I'm going to tell you, there are certain former owners and current owners that would have, at one time in their tenure, would have fired a head coach after a game like that.
Well,
don't get me wrong, it wasn't Rex's fault. Coaches don't play, but Rex, hey, look, you beat up my straight cash homie play the week before and beat St. Louis indoors. Indoors in St. Louis and actually look like you may have turned it around. Mm-hmm. And then you come out at home and look like that?
I was about to write a blog.
It was
called "The Jets Aren't As Bad As We Think They Are."
They can't be. How could they be that bad?
The day before this game went down, I literally wrote probably a good page and a half on it, and I was like, you know, should I put this up before the game?
And you never called me on it.
And I didn't.
I would have saved you a lot of time if you'd have called me early.
I don't think they're as bad as we think they are.
No, listen, look, they lost in overtime, right? They lost in overtime
to the same
to
Patriots.
The Pats.
Yeah.
In New England, where we all know they cheat. So how does that team – now, don't get me wrong. They've had some injuries, no question.
Mm-hmm.
But how does that team – and you know what I think their biggest problem is, honestly? Their best receiver sucks.
Well, they don't have any receivers.
They're terrible. Curly's terrible. Isn't he the tight end? What's the tight end's name? He's on everybody's freaking fantasy team.
Dustin Keller?
Because he's the only one. He's the only one that Sanchez can get the ball to because he can't run that far.
I'm pretty sure Dustin Keller is their is their tight end.
Yeah, and he drops about half the passes thrown to him.
But they don't have any receivers.
No, they don't. Santonio Holmes went down.
Mm-hmm. Plaxico is a Steeler.
Why didn't the Jets go after Plaxico?
Because
of the gun. Is it because of the gun laws in New York? He's still carrying. Is that the problem? He's on parole, right?
Yeah.
Yes, he's on parole.
I'm pretty sure.
He's definitely on probation. I don't begin to even pretend to be an expert at law.
I'm pretty sure he's still on some sort of something.
He's on something. Yeah.
He's on some sort of something. I mean, you carry a gun in New York. You can't carry a gun in New York first.
But you know what? Look at him. He looks great. I watched a film of him early this morning on NFL Network's First Morning. That's a great show, by the way, because they've got all these poor, good-looking, great-looking young women at 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. Eastern time, freezing their butts off. I want to say, what's the one that we I can't think what her name is. She used to play for the Washington Mystics, and she had a hyphen in her name, and now she's blonde, she's tall, she's beautiful. She never smiles. I always send her
if there's
text
one
messages
sport that
and
I
tell
know
her to smile.
If there's one sport I know absolutely nothing about, it's
WNBA.
It's women's basketball.
WNBA basketball. I'm going to find out what her name is, and everybody's not going to know.
I know Brittany Griner is going to go number one overall.
I know this. She's a hell of a lot more famous now. She's a hell of a lot more famous now that she's a sideline reporter than she ever was as a WNBA All-Star.
Probably, yeah, I mean,
it's like night and day. You know, I mean, all right, what do you want to be, honey? What do you want to be, young lady? Do you want to be, and by the way, you're going to have to turn your hair. There's only two women in the history of sports, sideline reporting, that can wear non-blonde hair. Linda Cohn, who is the queen, She can do whatever she wants. She could go out in a wig every night if she wanted to.
Well, there's the Fox reporter who does it now. Then there's Rachel Nichols.
Rachel Nichols. Well, she's Wednesday Addams.
Rachel Nichols.
She's Wednesday Addams. She has red hair, but I don't think her hair is red. It's black.
You know what? It's red.
It's really black, though.
It's something.
No, what I'm saying is it used to be black. I think it was really black, mm-hmm. and then some guy told her, man, you look real good as a redhead.
Rachel Nichols reminds me of, you know those Polish dolls that stack one into each other?
They're Russian dolls. Yeah, I've got them. That's what
she looks like to me. She's got this.
She's
okay,
great though. She just
might,
had it.
Look, like, okay, just, she might have. Oh, those are some huge hips that she's got.
No, she's not. Nobody's.
I will Google Rachel Nichols.
And she just had a baby. She had a baby like 3 months ago. Give her a break. She was never that big until she got pregnant. Leave her alone. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I hate it when Roy gets down on pregnant women. He's got a kid of his own.
I am not getting down on
anybody.
Let
me tell you something. The bigger the cushion, the better the you-know-what. And it rhymes with cushion. It starts with a P.
But here, all right, I couldn't find the Mystics sideline reporter. I found Stacy Dales.
Stacy Dales Schumann, that's her. She used to play for the Wizards. Okay. Stacy Dales is gorgeous. She hasn't smiled in 5 years. I think she got whoever Schumann was, that was her ex-husband,
she
I guess.
Okay.
Is she still married? Check it out, because if she's not, I'm going to go on the record right now as saying
she's very cute.
She is very cute. But she's like 6'2".
She was a basketball player?
She was a great basketball player. She was an All-American. Yeah.
She did.
Stacy Dales Schumann. She might have even gone to Tennessee. Where did she go to college?
She went
We're giving Stacy Dales a ton of time here.
She played in the Big 12 Conference at Oklahoma.
Well, good for her.
And it doesn't say anything else about anything.
Good. Well, that means she...
Television. She works for ESPN, I guess.
She never smiles ever.
Her Wikipedia...
She should practice smiling sometimes.
Her Wikipedia picture is she's not smiling.
Why doesn't she practice?
Anybody tell you that I miss practice? If a coach...
Alan, I'm not talking to you about practice. I'm talking about state.
That's that.
Practice.
I mean, I might have missed one practice this year. But if somebody say... He doesn't come to practice. It can be one practice.
You know what? You can buy. Get that off. You know what? You can buy tickets right now for a Wizards game on StubHub for 50 cents.
You can get them for cheaper than that.
Cheaper than 50 cents.
I've seen them cheaper than 50 cents.
Wait. The Washington Wizards last night. By the way, they are in the NBA. Even though I'm sure there's talk about getting them out of the NBA, they're 0-11 now. They went 0-10 the other night. I was doing a lot of work. I was on the computer, and I'm following them, on NBA.com.
Don't follow them.
No. Well, no, I got to look. It's very exciting now because then they lost in overtime after they had like a 4-point lead with about a minute to go. Mm. Then they lose in double overtime last night, and they're 0-11.
They're terrible.
Now, there were idiots in the Washington, D.C., Baltimore area that were saying these guys were going to win 30 games this year, with their – coach, isn't it Randy Whitman? Is he their head coach? Randy Whitman's a pretty good coach. It's not his fault he has good high school players playing on his
team. Can you get the Randy Whitman soundbite up? It's hilarious. They're asking about if you think the Wizards are good enough to win. You think they're good enough to win on a nightly basis? Oh, I think this team's great. They come out every night. They look great.
They're 0-11.
I think we could win every game.
They lost.
But I might just be an idiot.
Well, you know what? God, I hope
Find
he didn't
that.
Say,
it's hilarious.
I hope
it's very
he didn't
funny.
Say that.
He did. It's been all over. I can't believe you're here. I hear it all the time. But I'm on StubHub right now looking at Wizards.
Hey, let's do this. What's the most expensive ticket I can buy that's not a courtside seat?
The most expensive ticket that I see is $29.
That's like a great seat.
$2.90. No, that's not $2. That's
today?
Not $2.90. That's one ticket for $2. Another ticket for 90 cents.
Parking is like $40. What are they? Parking is going to be.
It's going to cost you more to get on the metro than it will to get in your seat.
It's hard. You need to take the metro down because you defeat the whole purpose of going to a cheap night.
Need to walk.
But do you know what this is going
to
do?
You need to walk or ride your bike.
Do you know what this is going to do though for the inner city kids? They're going to be giving like thousands of tickets away pretty soon, which is like the best thing you can do. Now they're going to make them bring. They're going to make them bring their homework with them. There's going to be kids with backpacks doing their homework watching the Wizards play.
I almost bought season tickets to the Wizards because they're so cheap. I almost bought season tickets to the Wizards, and
I'm
glad I didn't.
You think they were cheap then?
Exactly. I'm glad I didn't then because I would have got like 10 games for like
$300
or something like that.
How about the Knicks? Have they lost their second game yet?
The Knicks look great.
The Knicks look phenomenal.
How about Jason Kidd out of nowhere? Jason Kidd
What
looks,
is he, 50?
He looks like he's 25 again. He looks great.
Hey, for the first time in generations, Roy, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's
never,
Second Opinion
never
on AM 1230 WFAS.
Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BH Sports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
That's what you get for playing Open Gundam Style.
Boy, you're so having sorry. Fun. I love that song. I love that song. I loved it on Saturday
never
Night
Never play
Live.
That song ever again. And then it ruins our intro.
It will get into anything.
Doesn't matter.
It's terrible. It's
that
awful.
That guy is so hot. It's unbelievable.
He's so hot right now.
I mean, how
is
would you like to be his agent? How'd you like to be his agent?
I have to live in Korea.
If you're his agent, you need like you need throwaway cell phones because too many people would find out what your number is and screw you up.
Who tweeted their money. Phone? Somebody tweeted their phone number this week. It was one of the NFL guys.
No, it was probably me.
Was it Rich Eisen?
That was probably me.
One of the NFL Network guys tweeted his phone number. He thought he was direct messaging somebody, and he tweeted his phone number, and he got some ridiculous amount of text.
Well, you know, Rich Eisen is a good guy. I love his show. I love him. I love him on the radio. Hey, you know what? We're going to have a guy here shortly, Matt. Tony Mazur is going to be on. I'm trying to think when he's coming. He's coming any time now. He was going to call in. Well, if he doesn't call in, he doesn't call in. I'll check my direct messages and see. But we're going to talk a little bit about Cleveland. Let's go ahead and start in on the NFL, and then we're going to save some time for this BCS bonanza that we're dealing with. I'll tell you what, that was the first game I saw Notre Dame play the entire game. Uh-huh. Their defense is unbelievable.
Well, then Ty Matu or something.
Yeah,
I don't even know how to pronounce
the
name.
Linebacker.
Yeah.
Number five. I just call him number five. That kid is so talented.
He's a beast.
But I'm gonna.
He should get Heisman votes.
He will get Heisman.
He
votes.
Should. And he should be. Well, he should get. He should get invited.
Look how many people they're going to invite to the Heisman now. They're going to have to invite like eight guys.
Are they allowed to do that?
Yeah, they can do whatever they want. They're the Heisman. I'm Bruce Hall, and I'm saying the Heisman Trophy. We got a call, Tony.
Yes, this is he.
Tony Mazur, with Kylie and Boom Show in Cleveland. Tony, what's the call letters of your radio station in Cleveland?
WKRK 92.3, The Fan.
Yeah, you know what? I listen to these guys pretty much about every other morning. I love Tony when Tony's on the show, but Tony knows a little bit about Cleveland. Not only is he involved in a show in Cleveland, on the radio, but Tony grew up in Cleveland, right, Tony?
Yeah, I know a thing or two about this city here. It's Cleveland never left, and I guess you could say I'm stuck here for a while.
Let me tell you something. You could be stuck in worse places. Now, I'm guessing today the weather is just a little nasty. Is that correct?
I'm looking at I'm currently actually driving, and I can see the stadium right now, and it is 32 degrees right now.
Oh, it's icy. It's icy.
It's they call it the frozen tundra up in Green Bay, but it's going to be pretty cold here in Cleveland, right on the lakefront, of course. Because, well, why not put a stadium right next to the lake and have all these conditions going on?
Tony Robisky left me some seats there a long time ago, like one of your first years the new stadium was there, and I'll never forget. The wind was blowing like 40 miles an hour. I had like club seats, but I was in the first row. I was never so cold in my life, and I had like five coats on. It was freezing, and I was literally facing the lake. You know what I'm saying? But it was a great game. Butch Davis was the head coach, and he was terrible. Was Butch Davis the head coach there once?
Yeah, Butch Davis was the head coach for about 3.5 years. And the reason I say half, he wasn't fired. He had a nervous breakdown because here's what happened.
And this
is, when people want to know why the Cleveland Browns are so bad, this is what happened. The first 2 years, they only won five games. They won two in the first season in 99 when they came back, and then three in 2000 under Chris Palmer.
Right.
Then they brought in Butch Davis. Butch Davis still had Dwight Clark from the catch as the general manager, and Carmen Policy was still in the front office.
That's right.
And they won 7 games in their third season and were contending for a while. If anybody remembers Bottlegate, mm-hmm. when the fans started throwing the bottles after they reviewed, Tim Couch spiked the ball, and they reviewed the previous play, which was actually, it was a dropped pass, but still, you can't do that, and it was never overturned. And the next season, they won 9 games and went to the playoffs.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, after that, Butch Davis became the general manager and then started micromanaging, says he wanted Kelly Holcomb. I need Kelly Holcomb instead of
Kelly
Tim Couch, their first overall draft pick. And then everything went in the crapper from there, and currently, right now, the Browns are 2-8, and that's kind of the reason. So Butch Davis, in a sense, was the best and the worst coach in Browns, new Browns history.
Well, for those of you that don't know anything about Butch Davis, too, he was the Dallas Cowboy defensive line coach when Jimmy Johnson was winning all those Super Bowls. And mm-hmm. Butch Davis ended up at the University of North Carolina and did so many bad things and created penalties. Is what I heard at Carolina.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be on probation and they're going to lose scholarships for like 5 years because of him. And not to say that there's anything wrong with a guy, you know, because he's not the only guy that's ever cheated. But that was it. Now, let me just say this. You pointed out that they have a 2-8 record. They're the best 2-8 team I can remember seeing for a long time. They've been in almost every game this year they played in, correct?
Yeah, the problem is they don't have the players. And you see what happened last week. They went up to a 13-0 lead against Dallas, kind of like what they did against the Giants earlier in the season where they were up 14-0.
Right.
And then, of course, blew it in the second half. Another reason for that was the lack of Joe Hayden, who is, I guess you could say, has cost the Browns 5 games this season.
Now, he's back, though, isn't he? I mean, I know he's back, but is he healthy?
Well, no one knows with Joe Hayden. No one knew anything about this oblique injury that happened last week, and up until I think around this time last week, and everyone was kind of blindsided by it, and
even the trainers.
That's the thing. I don't know if it's the training staff, whatever's going on. Maybe they knew about it before, and the PR staff should have told somebody. But It's a circus here in Cleveland, and it shouldn't be.
Well, you know what? This game with the Steelers today, now the Steelers have some injuries. Big Ben isn't playing. You know, if Ben was in the game, they'd probably be at least a 4-point favorite, I would say, the Steelers. But it's basically a pick game. I like Cleveland today. I love the bad weather. I love the fact that, the Steelers' defense is playing very well, but they're being asked to do a lot. And I've watched Cleveland. I mean, the greatest thing about Red Zone is you get to see everybody. And I love what Cleveland is doing defensively right now. And you're right, with Hayden in there, they're a lot better defensive backfield. There's no question about it. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think the keys to the game are for the guys playing the game out there today?
Well, definitely, we see this every year with the Steelers. Around this time, regardless of whether Ben Roethlisberger is healthy or not, they start to slowly shift into a running team. At the beginning of the season, it's pass, 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 pass. Then by the time we get to this point, they start to run. However, Charlie Batch is there today.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what you're going to get from Charlie Batch, as the same thing you didn't know what you were going to get from Byron Leftwich. So I think the Browns are trying to game plan just in case if there was ever any reason to think that Roethlisberger was going to be playing. The key to the game for the Browns is to stuff the run. Because
you
got to make Charlie Batch do something.
Well, they're going to put 8-9 in the box, don't you think? And they're going to make him throw the ball. Now they're not going to let anybody get behind him, hopefully, because Mike Wallace can definitely get behind some people. But to me, the Steelers, I love what they've done so far because they're a very old football team. A lot of people don't realize their linebackers' average age is like 34 years old. And they got Ryan Clark in the defensive backfield, who's one of my favorite players of all time. But Ryan is being asked to do an awful lot, too. So, you know, you basically have a team that's probably a little more refreshed and maybe less beat up in the Cleveland Browns. I think they're healthier than Pittsburgh. And definitely, you know, they like what they're getting out of this 29-year-old rookie Brandon Whedon. I mean, this kid, you know, he's had up and down games, but I like, for the most part, the way he stands in the pocket. He's not really scared, is he?
No, and last week he had, I'm blanking on which cowboy it was, sacked him, and not only sacked him, but stood over him, and I don't know what was said, but it was a taunting 15-yard penalty.
Could have been DeMarcus Ware. Yeah, it might have been DeMarcus Ware. He does that a lot.
Yeah, and it, whatever happened, Whedon wasn't rattled and actually ended up throwing a touchdown pass. Basically, how I see the Browns here going forward, they need a new coach. The coaching staff has collapsed around them, and really, as we know for many reasons, the players kind of take on the mentality of your coach.
Right.
And from what it looks like, Pat Shurmur, he's very milquetoast. He's very
He's a quarterback coach. He's a quarterback coach. He's not really a great defensive guy at all.
No, and they have the most experience. The Browns coaching staff has the most experience in the NFL. It's just they got to start to clean house. They have Brad Childress as the offensive coordinator, though nobody really knows what he does for because Pat Shurmur still calls the plays. Dick Duron is the defensive coordinator. They have Nolan Cromwell. They have Ray Rhodes.
Oh, so God, Ray Rhodes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's another guy they can get rid of. I'm not a big Ray Rhodes fan. I just remember a lot of bad things about Ray Rhodes, especially, you know, because I'm, you know, we're here in the Washington, Baltimore area, and Rhodes managed to kind of screw a few things up in Philadelphia, and we were kept abreast of that. Look, we got about another minute here to talk. Let me ask you a question real quick.
Sure. Give
me a score. I think the total on this game is started around 30. It's down to like 36. Is it that nasty there? I mean, is the wind blowing pretty? Is the wind blowing 20 to 30 miles an hour?
Well, let me see. I'm going to look out my car door. It's going to be windy. It's going to be windy.
I love it. Let me look out my car door. How good is this? Are you going to church right and then to the ball game?
Yeah, I'm doing that first. I'm getting everything, you know, out of the way, quote unquote.
Hey, Tony.
If I could pick a score, because I know
give me a score and pick the Browns to win, would you? Because I really think they're going to win this game.
I seriously think they will too, and I think it's going to be. They said it was 1 point. And I think I'm going to believe that. I'm going 18-16, Browns.
That's awesome. Tony, hey, good luck to you guys. And listen, we'll stay in touch with you during the year. Thanks so much for coming on the show. And drive careful, buddy, will you please?
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
All right, Tony. Take That's care. Tony Mazur with WKRK in Cleveland. Headed to church and then going to a ball game. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. She's got to worry.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Now, we did have a couple games on Thanksgiving Day, as always, and we got to see the likes of the Detroit Lions, which, for whatever reason, has become a tradition on Thanksgiving. Apparently, eating a lot of food and watching bad football, that's what America really likes. And in that game, which was the 12 o'clock game, there was a call, which we've talked about it pre-show a lot, and we think...
We giggled about it.
It's almost like they made this rule a rule at the end of the meeting.
And we both agree that we think that at least there should be a rule change.
They've already said there's going to be one.
It's just ridiculous. And the play we're talking about is when it wasn't Arian Foster, it was their backup. The backup running back, and he ran across the middle.
Forsett.
There it is, Justin Forsett. And
80. It was like an 81-yard run.
And he
went down.
He
went
down.
Barely.
It
but
was
barely.
Elbow, forearm, knee, ankle.
Well, his ankle didn't hit, but his knee definitely hit.
It was pretty much every piece of body that could hit the ground, hit the ground. And then he got up, ran it in for a touchdown, and the Detroit Lions threw the challenge flag, which on scoring plays you're not allowed to do. It's a 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty, and there's no review. So
first, let me give a little background to this whole thing. The officiating crew that day was the worst all day. They were pitiful. Mm-hmm. The head linesman was pitiful. The umpire was pitiful. All the other referees were pitiful. They made some horrible calls. If you remember, they called holding 15 times. Ridiculous. And, you know, I don't turn on the football. I don't turn on the TV to watch a NFL football game on Thanksgiving Day to watch a bunch of guys give a bunch of penalties. I thought that some of the penalties were ridiculous. I mean, they even showed them coming back and going, well, there's not much there. It's getting to the point where you can throw a ball downfield, and if there's no contact and the guy asks for a flag, you're going to get one. Hmm. I thought that the scab refs were better. They would at least let them play. They're not better. But my point is these guys aren't any good either.
They were not.
And that's what we said. You know, that's one of the things we talked about. Yeah, we're going to get more experienced officiating, mm-hmm. but they're still going to suck because they're officials. You know, excuse me for saying that, but I mean, they just are. Now, Matt Schaub, you know, threw a lot of passes in that game. He threw 48 passes, completed 29 of them for 315 yards and a touchdown. Arian Foster, who's on my fantasy league team on the station, rushed 20 times for 102 yards, paid for every single yard that he rushed for. The Detroit Lion run defense is not bad. They played extremely well during that game. But Forsett broke this one big long run mm-hmm. that should have come back to the line of scrimmage, and it was a touchdown because he threw the penalty flag. Now, let me just say this. To Schwartz's to his benefit, mm-hmm. he took it very well because he knew he screwed up. Well, no, the official came over. He asked him to come over, and he said,
"Well, he said it was my fault."
Yeah, and he did. He kept telling all of his players, "It's on me. It's on me."
Well, it is his fault.
Yes, it is. But it's the stupidest rule I've ever heard, because your natural reaction to anything that should come back mm-hmm. is to throw the flag. Yeah. I mean, that's what the flag is for.
Call.
If you chucked the flag, if you had 20 flags, that would have been the one to throw 20 flags on. But he knew, because somebody the week before had just done that. Okay. He knew in the back of his mind somewhere that was the wrong call, because on every touchdown, they review it. Mm-hmm. The only time they don't review it is if you throw a flag, because that's illegal. You can't throw a flag on a touchdown call. It's illegal. Well, you tell me, how does that make sense anyway?
But isn't this why the coaches keep that flag in their sock or somewhere that it's not?
Yeah.
I don't think
you can blame the coaches.
No, but listen.
The coach, did he throw the flag when you're not supposed to?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But should the ref have made the play on the...
I guarantee you, he may be the last coach this year to do that, but I wouldn't be surprised if somebody else does.
Well, why don't you just get rid of the challenge flag altogether?
Exactly.
Why do you need a challenge flag?
If the officials are going to get all bent out of shape because people are throwing flags because they're making bad calls, then let's go back to what we had before, which was chaos.
Why do you have a challenge flag? If you're not allowed to throw it, why do you have a challenge flag?
Look at how we can break down watching a football game in super, 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 super slow motion. Mm-hmm. And we can get every damn call just about right. Now, some of the calls could go either way, even with all of that technology. And that's why it's such a hard job to be a good referee. And that's why these guys make a lot of money and they get pensions. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to hear it from
the
referees.
And I feel like this was one of those calls where it was, don't make a call because we're going to take a second look at it. I feel like if on the field, the ref, you can't make that call because... Did anyone have a good look at that? No, don't blow your whistle, you know?
Yeah. I love it when Matt comments about football.
So
it's almost entertaining in itself.
Hey, I played high school football.
I feel like that's the only...
Yeah, you were a lineman. Tell them where your grandfather played.
New York Giants and the Baltimore Colts.
Yeah, Matt's got DNA. We just have to go to the FBI to get it. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're having fun talking about that. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Roy, I'm going to pick Notre Dame right now. No, I'm not. I'm going to take Alabama. I picked them at the start of the season. I'm taking Alabama to win the national title.
I don't even think. I don't even think Alabama plays for national championship.
I think Alabama beats Georgia by 10 points.
I think Georgia beats Alabama.
All right, well, we've already got a bet then.
And I think Notre Dame beats Georgia.
There you go. We got a bet. And if Alabama doesn't win the SEC championship game,
I still have Notre Dame.
It's in Atlanta,
I think the SEC is not as good as everyone thinks they are. Everyone hangs their hat on the SEC because they're this, oh, they're so great, they're so good.
You know, West Virginia certainly looked good this year.
I don't even have West Virginia in my top 25. I mean, you can.
Oh, stop it. They were in the top five the first 3 weeks, and you were talking national title.
Okay.
Did anybody notice how quick he did a turnaround on that?
Well, that was 12 weeks ago.
Oh God!
I mean,
Alabama would been a good was a good pick.
Alabama
first,
was my
a
number.
Good pick the
Alabama
first week
was
and they're
my
a good
number one.
Now.
Alabama was now, my number one for a long time until I realized they're not. As,
you know,
the SEC's not as good as everyone thinks they are.
Well, you see, I still think they are as good.
They're not as good. How many SEC games have you watched this year? The SEC is terrible. I mean, they're not terrible. They're not terrible, but they're not.
They're almost as bad as Iowa State, West Virginia.
With yourself.
They're not the Big 12. They're not terrible. I sometimes throw the word terrible out there a little too much. But top to
people
bottom,
have
the
gotta
SEC
understand
is not
that wherever the West Virginia
are.
Mountaineers goes, that's going to be the best conference.
Okay, look at the top. Okay,
I don't
the
need
Big
to.
12,
I watch football.
So how many top 10 offenses? How many top 25 offenses?
What did you see?
Does the SEC
did you
have?
See Florida yesterday?
How many top 25 offenses does the SEC have?
I don't care.
Zero.
Well, what,
some of their offenses are not even in the top 100, including Florida.
No, and you know what else? They actually play defense in the SEC,
something that
West Virginia Mountaineers don't even know what it is.
So then
they don't even recruit defensive players.
So then this turns into the offensive versus defensive
conversation. Well, you need defense to win championships.
No,
let me ask you this.
You
does
don't.
Alabama have a
do
defense?
You need defenses
does Alabama
to win
have a defense?
Yes, they do.
All right, let me ask you this. Does Florida have a defense?
Debatable.
Okay, let me ask you this. Does West Virginia have a defense?
Why is West Virginia even in
okay,
this conversation?
Here you go. Does Oklahoma have a defense?
Yes.
Oh, come on. They gave
Oklahoma
up like 50
has a defense.
Points this week.
Playing against – there's six top 25 offenses, top 10 offenses in the Big 12.
Let's stop talking about college football. I hate it anyway when it gets like this.
I'm just saying.
Because all you do is you got a bunch of guys that
Notre
think
Dame,
that their teams are the best teams.
Notre Dame.
Let's talk about the NFL where you're basically graded
football.
On how you handicap.
Notre Dame plays balanced football.
All right.
Alabama plays
defense. Who are you
defense.
Picking to win the national title?
Notre Dame. And I can't stand the Fighting Irish.
Well, good. Then you take Notre Dame. I got Alabama. And, well, who do you think that they're... That,
I don't think Notre Dame's going to get past Georgia.
You've already said Georgia's going to win the SEC championship game. Okay. I got Alabama.
Georgia,
I'll stay with them.
Georgia is playing more balanced football
than Alabama.
All right,
now let's talk about football. Have you got my stuff lined up there?
I'll pull it up.
All right. God, I love defense. I hate no defense.
Well, then
who are we talking
you're a
about?
Big SEC fan, then.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm not a big SEC fan. I'm a football fan. I like defense. Chris Hamburger and Kenny Houston were my two favorite players in the world when I was growing up.
I mean,
and
defense,
they both played linebacker and strong safety.
Defense,
go ahead.
I mean,
who's the first game?
Defense is
game.
Boring.
First game.
First up, we have a Seattle Seahawks -3 over the Miami Dolphins. The total here is 38.5. And there's your defense for you.
There's one team that can play defense there. Miami, we're not so sure anymore. Right. You know, the Dolphins have disappointed me because, first of all, I like Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I love their new head coach. I like what he's done down there with Ryan Tannehill. And there's another great Texas A&M quarterback that's everywhere. And Texas A&M's fun
offense
to watch.
Comes out of the Big 12.
I agree. But you know, it's funny how nobody can tackle anybody either. But the thing of it is that I'm talking about Texas A&M. That's where the offensive coordinator came from, mm-hmm. who's in Miami. That's where Tannehill came from, who's in Miami, the rookie quarterback that they spent a lot of money on.
Yeah.
I mean, this kid's good. But if they can't win this game, you know, when Seattle's traveling 3,000 miles and, you know, they didn't leave till Friday, I thought they might leave Wednesday or Thursday and have like – but they wanted to have Thanksgiving, obviously, at home. I like this game, but I don't like this game because – to pick the game, the team I like, I'd be picking against one of my favorite teams in the NFL, and that's Pete Carroll's Seattle Seahawks.
I like Seattle a lot.
Don't you?
Seattle is they're my Denver.
Well, you have a great defensive player from West Virginia who unfortunately left.
We don't recruit defensive players.
Well, that kid could have played.
He slipped through the cracks.
He could have been anything he wanted to be.
He's a freak.
They
athlete.
Just put him there because he was big enough to put there. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you agree?
Well,
I mean, if he wasn't that big, if he was 220 pounds, he'd have been a running back. Because who would have tackled Bruce? Nobody. They would have got hurt if they tackled him. He'd have been a safety is what he would have been.
He played in the 3-3-5 when WVU ran that. Now WVU runs a 4-3, so big difference.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS.
Let's get ready to rumble!
I'm not in his weight class.
Alabama has the 78th overall passing offense. They throw for 200 yards a game. That's awful.
I know. But it's not
Your argument was they have no quarterback. We're not talking about that.
Well, I just explained why, how you win championships when you have a quarterback like that. Now, if they had the guy that like West Virginia has, they'd be getting yardage running the football from their quarterback. Well, they'd have a completely different passing offense.
I agree.
And they might have even actually taken some of those great defensive backs that Alabama has and turned them into wide receivers.
I agree.
They just don't have anybody to throw them the ball. So they're trying to win a national championship with what they've got. So, and so far, so good.
But you're Alabama. But so you're telling me that Alabama can't recruit a quarterback?
I'm telling you that this is...
Quarterbacks don't want to go to Alabama?
I'm telling you that there's a lot of quarterback. Look at where Cam Newton went. He ended up at Auburn. Yeah, what did they lose by yesterday? 49-0
Well, Auburn is terrible. I feel completely confident throwing the terrible word around with Auburn.
How was Auburn two years ago? They were okay. They were number one in the country.
And now everyone knows that it was just Cam Newton. That's all it was. It was an overpaid.
It's never one guy to win a national championship.
Tell that to Auburn in their 0-7 record.
No, you got to remember something. Auburn had like 11 guys picked off that team. They had a great team for 2 years. That's what they had. And they brought Cam Newton in to run the offense. Right. That's what they had a good
team.
Can we talk about a good game now, which is the NFL?
We were talking about
Seattle.
I'm passing on the game. And we're
both passing.
I like Seattle with the minus three if this was in Seattle. I don't like
it in Miami. Which it's not, so we're just wasting time.
But if you want to take one, take Seattle.
No, I'm not taking either one. And if I was going to take one, I'd take Miami.
Next up.
Because they're getting three at home. Well, Miami, all right, go ahead.
I don't like Miami. Next up, we have the Atlanta Falcons minus one over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And we're going to do this early. This is my straight cash homie play of the week. It is the Atlanta Falcons minus one over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tampa Bay is not – they're not a good football team. They're not a good football team. They nearly lost to the Carolina Panthers, what was it, last week? And they won in the last second because Carolina has no defense and they play like crap and all their spirits are down because their quarterback's depressed. The good news about this entire thing
that we're talking about in the NFL now is I have an opinion on this game too. Now, it's not my straight cash, homie. But as far as if you go to my website, brucehallsports.com, pull up the matchups, week 12 matchups of the game. The total in this game is 50. You know, you can flip a coin. You think Atlanta's going to win by 7 to 10, because if not, he wouldn't be a straight cash homie.
Well, the line's 1.
Yeah, it's Atlanta.
That's what I don't understand.
It's Atlanta minus 1. It should be. I mean, it's a pick game. I made this a pick game. Yeah, but how's it a straight cash homie if it's a pick game? Do you not feel like it's a pick game?
I think
it's a pick game because I like Doug Martin running the football. Mm-hmm. I like the youth of Tampa Bay. I like the fact that Atlanta is like they're like a cat. They've got nine lives. If you look at the Atlanta the schedule that Atlanta has played so far this year, they've been in a lot of games, and I'm pretty sure it was last week that Matt Ryan threw five picks. Wasn't that last week?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, they're the first team,
and they still won.
If you look at the records of teams that have had quarterbacks that have thrown five picks in the history of the NFL, do you know how many of them won? They were like 12 and 156. Thing of it is that Atlanta has got a good team. There's no question about that. They've got a really good quarterback, even if he threw five picks. I mean, they weren't all on him. Somebody had to run a bad route. One of them was tipped. Tampa Bay, though, I'm telling you, this team is finding ways to win. They're 6-4, I'm pretty sure. They win this, they're in the playoff hunt. It's 7-4. You know what I'm taking, though? Because I am not going to take people listening to this show and just pick Tampa Bay. I'd love to see Tampa win, but Atlanta could win this game, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I'm taking over 50 for 5 stars. The winner of this game is going to get 38 points. I don't care. I mean, Tampa, you know, the weather's decent down there today. It's a hell of a lot warmer than it is in Cleveland. And I'm going to take Tampa Bay for 5 stars. Doug Martin's already got 1,000 yards rushing. He's like Ray Rice. He looks like Ray Rice. He's left-handed like Ray Rice. Last week against Carolina in overtime, he carried the ball 5 times for 48 yards. These guys are in shape. You know, we gave their head coach a hard time when he didn't, you know, kneel down early in the season. You know what? The more I see this guy, the more I like him. They've scored 215 points, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, in the last 6 games. I got to take Tampa here. I'm taking the over for 5 stars. Let's go to the next one. You're taking, as your straight cash Atlanta. Army play Atlanta. I'm gonna get a little piece of that from you before.
Next up, we have the Tennessee Titans -4 at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Total here is 44.5.
Two of the worst teams in the league by far. But listen, but you know what? If you paid attention last week, you know when I handicap a game, I put minuses and pluses all over sheets. If you get the USA Today Sports Weekly, there's a breakdown of every game. Just sit out there, handicap it yourself. There was only one plus on the entire game and probably 50 minuses. And you know what the plus was? The Jacksonville kicker, Josh Scobie, who had – he's 18 for 19 in kicking field goals this year. Their offense has been pitiful. But listen, the thing I – 2 weeks ago, Bud Adams – but listen, this is kind of funny. 2 weeks ago, this is why they wanted Peyton Manning so bad in Tennessee. And, you know, this is why Peyton Manning didn't go to Tennessee. He couldn't make a difference there. They don't have an offensive line. But Chad Henne last week had a career game for Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Did they win?
No.
No, but they scored like 34 points. I like Jacksonville today, but I'm not playing them because I think Tennessee has a better balanced – offense, but I am gonna take the total in this game for a small play, like 3 stars, because the winner of this game, the loser of this game is gonna score 28 points because there's no defense anywhere. Tennessee has no defense. Yeah. Jacksonville has no defense. You know, it's like the home dog here getting 4 points. I'm just taking them.
This is a very
for 3 stars.
Very bad matchup.
Well, unless you're a Jacksonville fan or a Tennessee fan, you're not watching this game. Let's go to the next game. Let's find a good game.
Next up, we have the here's another good one. Well, Indianapolis Colts -3 of the Buffalo Bills. Total here is 51.
Listen, this is a good game if you're Bruce Hall and you're starting. You know what, Eli Manning. I'm sorry. I mean,
you're benching Eli.
Yeah, but I'm starting my boy that had 4 picks last week.
Yeah.
He's playing against Buffalo.
Exactly.
Eli's playing against a decent team in the Green Bay Packers.
I agree.
It's do or die time for the Bills. If they lose, they're 4-7 and they're done. They may be done anyway. They have no defense. Their quarterback, to me, looks like an average college quarterback. They gave him all this money last year. I have no idea. They got a great running back, two of them. C.J. Spiller, Fred Jackson, supposed to come back from his concussion. Whoever, you know, this is going to be an offensive game. The weather, it's kind of cold, but evidently it's not terrible. Although, if it's snowing in Cleveland, it might be. Oh, this is inside, my bad.
It's in Indy.
Yeah,
right?
It's in Indy. That's why I took the over. I've got over for 5 starts here. The total's 51. I just firmly believe that, you know, at halftime, this is going to be a 28-21 game. I just think. Well, Indianapolis, I mean, their defense hasn't looked that good recently.
No, they didn't have a good defense last year, and they didn't really do anything to improve on it. They drafted a quarterback, and he's – look, Andrew Luck has done everything that they thought he would do. He's turned out to be a great quarterback.
He is
and
a great quarterback.
He's passed Peyton Manning's rookie year, which that's great if you're an Indianapolis Colts fan. It gives you a little bit of hope. But and this is a good football team, and when they play at home, they're Chuck Strong and all that, and it's great. They're united as a team. They all bick their heads. That's awesome. I like Indianapolis here, but not enough for me to play because you don't play bet teams, right?
Yeah, no. And if you've got either Fred Jackson, but especially C.J. Spiller, you got to start him today. I mean, he's probably going to get, what, 130 yards on 10 carries or something crazy like that. Indianapolis, if you got Andrew Luck, start him. And I think if you've got, Reggie Wayne.
Yeah, let's see.
Now, the tight end hasn't come back. Now, you know what really kills me is I almost picked up their tight end, Allen. Mm-hmm. He dropped like four passes last week. He's terrible. You know, I'm sitting there on the waiver wire trying to pick up a tight end. I got rid of the guy from
Antonio Gates.
I did that by mistake.
You thought you were benching him.
But look at Antonio Gates' numbers. You know how many catches he's got? 30. He's terrible.
It was probably a good. It doesn't look as bad as a move as we initially made it out to be.
Hey, I like my new guy, and I can't even remember who he is. Let's go to the next game.
Next up, we have the Denver Broncos minus 10.5 at the Kansas City Chiefs. This total is 43.
Kansas City sucks.
They're terrible. Every week I sit here, they are so bad. I had them 10-6 at the beginning of the season, and every week I sit here and I just every time I see Kansas City Chiefs, it just makes me so mad.
Well, was that a loser?
It was part of my, you know, I did my 10 bold predictions of 2012 or whatever.
You know, the Chiefs, this is probably one of the few games where you'll ever see a home dog in double figures. 10.5 at Kansas City. Kansas City used to be the place no one wanted to go because their fans.
Now it still is the place that nobody wants to go, but for a different reason.
No, no. Now, did you see the article in the paper that was on Twitter and everywhere else about the guy that died that was a Kansas City Chiefs fan?
Yes, I did.
He had multiple sclerosis, but in his obituary, it said he died of multiple sclerosis and just depression from being a Kansas City Chiefs fan. I swear to God, it was everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it actually made it to Yahoo's front page.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I don't think
it is kind of funny,
that,
but he
though.
Didn't need to do that. But you
I
know
think it's
what?
Hilarious.
If you're going to die, you can do what you want to do. Yeah. And it wasn't like he was disgusting with it.
I think it's funny.
But think about this for a second. Yeah. If this guy said that, how many people in his stands with 70,000 people feel the same way? How about 69,000 of them?
Well, it's more like 16,000 that are going to these
games.
That's what I mean.
You got
to
watch Kansas City. They go.
No, they go.
They go big time. They've been sold out. So they've been sold out as long as the Redskins.
Yeah, the Redskins sold out every game.
Well,
come on, Bruce. You go to those games.
But before you were born, they were sold out every game.
Well, yeah, of course. That was a long time ago.
Actually, up until you were about 15, they were sold out every game.
The Redskins sold out until about 6 years ago.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's
yet
like
we're still claiming that we sell out.
Well,
I say
that's
we,
because Dan Snyder owns the team, and he's a liar.
That's what I mean. You can't believe people when they say they sell out because
they
give tickets away.
They're playing with the numbers.
But on the other side, we're getting back with more picks. We still have Bruce's straight cash homie to go. This is AM 1230 WFAS. This is Bruce Hall's second opinion.
No,
stick
we're
with
good.
Us.
Hey, listen, before we go, we may have Clark Judge on late. Clark will be in the last segment of the show if he comes on. He's in Green Bay. We'll be right back.
Bruce Hall's second opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were. And we let him off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Let me take this real quick, Roy, and we'll talk about it briefly. We didn't talk about the Redskins-Cowboys game. We don't like to spend a lot of time on the Redskins because that's pretty much our team. Even though Dan Snyder owns them, I still root for the Redskins. I have since the early 60s. But it was a great game. RG3 showed why he's RG3. Four touchdowns, 311 yards, one interception that he tried to get back after he got rid of it. He knew it was going to be an interception. Alfred Morris, 24 carries, 113 yards, one touchdown. Griff ran for 29 yards. Pierre Garçon, a guy that's sat on the, you know, hadn't even been active most of the games this year. He's a big puss as far as I'm concerned. I told him to rub some freaking dirt on his foot and tape it up and play. He did that this week, and what did he do? You know, 93 yards, 5 receptions, and a touchdown. And said on the air after the game, I didn't even know I could run that fast. Well, yeah, it's because you're not playing, you dimwit. Anyway, bomb to Robinson, the little guy, number 11.
SMU.
Unbelievable. 68 yards for a touchdown.
He's fast, man.
He threw that ball about 70 yards in the air, too. Tony Romo, typical Tony Romo fashion, threw the ball too much, 62 times, 37 completions. Of course, they were down 28-3 at halftime. Mm-hmm. Everybody thought the game was over. It wasn't. They came back, pulled it within 7. But then the Redskins basically just did them in. Dez Bryant, who's on my fantasy team, 8 receptions, 145 yards, 2 touchdowns, but a couple of drops that were big. Jason Witten, he's going to catch 9 passes for 74 yards almost every week.
Yep.
He can't run anymore, but he can definitely catch. That game went just about how everybody thought it would. I had the over. I had Washington. I hit Washington and the over. Yep. I had all those teams in 3 teasers, all those plays. And I was 6-for-6 on that day. And Roy had a great day, too. New England, New Jersey. Hey, New England and the New York Jets. Let's just talk about this briefly. No, let's not.
Well, it was a good game for the first quarter.
I'm throwing the film away. The only time I've ever seen that many points scored that fast was at a Super Bowl in 1987 in San Diego between the Denver Broncos and the Washington Redskins. I went to get a hot dog and a drink. I came back. I missed 3 touchdowns by Doug Williams. And honestly, that's how they scored. They scored in less than a minute, 21 points, correct?
Something like that, yeah.
It's a really good way to lose a game. How this guy will have a job at the end of the year and the general manager will have a job, I don't get. I mean, look, Roy and I could go to New York tomorrow. I'd work for free the first year. If you didn't like the job I did, don't pay me. If you do, give me a 5-year deal, and I guarantee I could do a better job than their GM does. Honest to God, they're not doing anything in New York. They're very average. They'll play 1 week, and the next week they don't even show up.
But then we looked at the schedule going forward.
Yeah,
they have a very favorable schedule going forward. That's why I was going to write the whole they're not as bad as we think they are.
But what did your second sense tell you? No, don't
write
it.
Well, they're pretty bad.
All right, let's go to the next game in the NFL.
Next up is Pittsburgh Steelers, -1.5 at the Cleveland Browns. And some places have this as a pick. The total is 34.5.
You know, we talked to Tony Mazur about 45 minutes ago. Tony likes Cleveland. I like Cleveland.
It's a pick
game. I'm leaving it alone, and I'm going to tell you why. It's going to come down to a kick. Mm-hmm. Sean Sweesum, who's the kicker for the Steelers, is 23 for 24. And the kicker for Cleveland has not missed a field goal. He's 19 for 19 this year. It's going to come down to a field goal. It's just who do you expect is going to kick it. I know this. The ball's going to move while it's in the air. The wind's blowing, Tony said, 20, 30 miles an hour. It's coming off the lake. You know, they've had some ice. They've had some snow. It's going to be a fun game to watch if you like just knock down, drag out defense because it's two good defenses.
Yeah, here's what I have in the game, and it is one of my top plays.
Got?
And it's the under. The total here is 36.5.
You got the under.
And we're talking about snow, ice, a very young and inexperienced Cleveland Browns team seeing the Steelers at home. They're going to be
but
emotional.
But who's quarterback in the Steelers?
Exactly. You're just proving points.
They're going to run the ball.
Charlie Batch.
You're right.
I think this is an under game.
36.5.
It's a low total, but there's not going to be many points.
You know who's going to pass is Cleveland because they can move the ball through the air because if there is a weakness on this on the Pittsburgh defense, it's their corners right now. They got one guy out. Ike Taylor's out. You know, I mean, the Steelers are who they are. You know, they have a very old defense. I think their average age of their 4 linebackers is 34.6. That's pretty damn old for linebackers. That's like having 4 London Fletchers almost. But Cleveland, like you said, they got a rookie quarterback. They got a rookie running back, Trent Richardson, who should get the ball 30 times today if he's healthy.
He'll have a good day.
I think you're right. I think this is going to be a 13-10 game. I think this is going to come down to the fourth quarter and field position. And, you know, honestly, I'm sitting here and look. It's too close to call. I can't say that I would love to see Cleveland win because they deserve to be 3-8. They're not a 2-8 team. They played too good. But Pittsburgh is in the hunt, mm-hmm. you know, and they're always in the hunt, and there's a reason. They're well coached. They have great personnel, and they have great fans. Let's go to the next one.
Next up is Chicago Bears -6 over the Minnesota Vikings. The total here is 38.5.
This right now is off the board. And I know for a fact that it's off the board because everybody's told me it's off the board. Chicago is a 6-point favorite if you look online, but nobody's taking it. And the reason they're not is nobody knows if Cutler's starting or not. He was cleared yesterday by an independent neurologist to be able to play in a game. He's working out on the field right now. The thing they're worried about with this game is they're worried about him getting injured because it's not a good day to be playing if you're a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Number one, it's cold. You know, I mean, and this is a Chicago home game, you know. I don't see Minnesota being able to match up. This might even be a good under because if Chicago doesn't start, guess who's starting? Jason Campbell.
Mm-hmm. He's great.
He got beat up physically and mentally last week on national television. Did you see that game?
San Francisco put it.
You know, did you see the offensive line for Chicago? Didn't they look like high school kids playing against college kids?
Remember we had Jay Cutler come on. Remember he did his post game and threw his line under the bus after he got sacked like 9 times last year.
You think this is why Matt Forte waited so long to sign?
I think that the
I mean, think about it. Matt Forte is a great running back.
He's a very good running back. And he got okay money. He didn't get great money, but that's what backs are getting these days.
Right.
The 47, 49 or whatever Ray Rice got as opposed to what was it? 2 years ago when Adrian Peterson got his 100.
How about AP this year?
He looks great. And you know what? If I'm the Minnesota Vikings, I feel good about that 100.
I'm
okay with it.
Absolutely. But well, he's worth it.
He's worth it.
So he is what he is.
No hard feelings there. But if you do want to play this game, if you go to sportsmancave.com and you go to NFL Lines, Bovada still has it as -6, so you can still play it.
Well,
there.
If you can play it, play it. And if you're going to play it, I'd be real careful with anybody but Chicago in Chicago. The Bears, by the way, if Cutler starts, they're 14-5 with him. When he doesn't play, they're 1-6. 1 win, 6 losses. If Cutler isn't playing, I like Minnesota getting 6 points. If Cutler's playing, I'd probably leave it alone or take Chicago. That's how important Jay Cutler is to this team offensively. You know what? He doesn't get enough credit for moving around in the pocket. Yeah, okay, he got drilled last week. Yep. But if you see that play, he was really past the line of scrimmage when he let that ball go. That's why he got hit so hard. He's got to be more aware of where he is. Plus, he watched the throw after he threw it, and the guy just hammered him. So you're taking the Bears?
I'm taking the Bears.
All right, you're taking the Bears? I'm not taking anybody here. I'm passing on the game. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're running down all of our NFL plays of the day. I already gave my straight cash homie play, which is the Atlanta Falcons -1.
I'm just glad it's not the Bears. The more I look at this game, the more I like Minnesota with 6. Just because, you know, it's going to be a nasty day and it's going to be a running game. And somebody's got to block Jared Allen.
Yeah.
Who's going to block Jared Allen on the Chicago Bears offensive line? They're going to have to literally put a back to chip him every play. He'll probably have like black and blue marks all over his thighs by the end of the game. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I got a play coming up that I got. Oh my God. I'm so glad Randy isn't here today. You know,
Free cash, homie.
Oh, Jesus, somebody let him in. Anyway, Randy, just go sit down. Thank you. No, no, don't pull that out. Randy, that's illegal.
I think that the NFL knows what Randy Moss has done with marijuana.
He's Randy, stop it. Okay. Good. Hey, big game today for Randy. We're going to get to that game shortly. That is, in my opinion, the most fun game to watch today.
San Francisco,
New Orleans, absolutely. Mm-hmm. In the Dome, are you kidding me? Just think, I mean, could you imagine? I mean, we should have just flown down there, spent 2 days, hung out, done the show down there.
Screw Thanksgiving.
You know, oh, that's right.
Just go watch two
Never
teams
mind.
That we don't actually
Carol,
care about.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. We could have left it right after.
But this game, Cincinnati minus 8.5 over the Oakland
Raiders.
It's
actually 8 now. Somebody bet it,
is it
the other way, and guess what?
Somebody.
I'm so glad they did because I got Cincinnati. Oakland is terrible.
I see 9 on Bovada. And
let me give you some background on this game. Okay, that's probably Bovada's 9. Somebody's betting them up. It went to 8, and I bet they hammered it back to 9. But anyway, Carson Palmer returns to Cincinnati where he lived for 8 years. Where he was a number one draft choice, where they had up and down seasons. And last year, as you remember, when he was sitting out an entire year, right? He was sitting out a year because he just didn't want to sign with the Brown family. He wanted to be traded. He gets traded to Oakland because Hugh Jackson's there. Hugh Jackson needs him. Oakland is making a run. Weren't they 8-5 at one time? They were. They were 8-5.
With Run DMC help.
And they got Carson Palmer to finish out the season and hopefully get them to the playoffs. And what happened was they didn't get to the playoffs. They lost 3 games in a row. They ended up 8-8. And the first day after the season was over, when Reggie McKenzie, the new GM for the Oakland Raiders, showed up, they had a meeting that morning, and the board decided, and Reggie, probably just Reggie, because he is the GM, decided that they wanted to go a different direction. They hired Dennis Allen, the defensive coordinator, who did a great job with the Denver Broncos last year. Bring him in. He's a young guy. And Oakland right now, because they have literally gotten rid of a lot of problem areas, they don't have any draft choices for a while, like the Redskins. Redskins got RG3. Well, it's okay to give up first-round and second-round draft choices for Robert Griffin III, but for Carson Palmer? Well,
they had Jason Campbell.
Yeah, but
that.
Listen, this is even – yeah, but they should have kept him.
Well,
they might as well have. What's the difference if you win 3 or 4 ball games? It doesn't matter who your quarterback is. But here's what I want to say. The thing about what's going on now is guess where Hugh Jackson is?
He's in Cincinnati. Yeah.
And guess what they have that they don't have in Oakland? He's got all those draft choices.
He traded himself in that deal. Now, I'll give you Carson Palmer.
Well, you know,
this guy, and picks, and I come too.
Well, Hugh Jackson was with the Redskins for a while, and everybody knows Hugh. And a lot of people like Hugh, and a lot of people don't like Hugh. I mean, it's all a good old boys fraternity. It's what it is. And Hugh Jackson and Marvin Lewis go way back. And Marvin, you know, gave him a job, and he's assistant special teams coach, and he's assistant defensive backs coach. Basically, what he is, here's your money, and put on a coat on the sideline and help us out any way you can.
He said, thanks for the picks.
You know what? He might end up being a general manager sometime because, you know, he did have some players in Oakland, but the thing of it is that a lot of them are gone now, and a lot of them are injured. And I don't see Cincinnati. Oakland just had a 50-burger put up on them last week. I don't see them going to Cincinnati, where Cincinnati has, by the way, won 2 games in a row by more like an average of 15 points.
Oakland's been blown out now 2 weeks in a row.
Well, I'm praying for 3 because my straight cash homie play is Cincinnati.
I think it's a good play.
Straight cash, homie.
Randy, wouldn't you play Cincinnati?
Straight cash, homie.
I got to go with him.
I'm pretty sure I have...
Andy Dalton's been having a good season. I think he's got 20. He's got 20 touchdowns, 11 picks. You know, he's quietly got a 93 quarterback rating. He doesn't throw the ball down the field much, but he's got AJ Green getting doubled all the time, and AJ Green could be the best receiver in the league
right now. He's a good quarterback. Andy Dalton is a very good quarterback.
Well, you know what?
If there was no Cam Newton flash in the pan, he would have been the rookie of the year last year.
You're talking about last year, yeah. I know. Well, he's having a hell of a lot better year than Cam is this year.
He's consistent. He's a consistent quarterback.
You know what? I didn't give Marvin. I give Marvin a hard time because they don't win much anymore. But you know
They're very up and
the
down.
The Browns, all they want to do is sell the stadium out, it seems like. And, you know, they don't always do that.
You're a sanctuary of sorrows.
But it's
yeah,
true.
That clip.
That's Cleveland. That's not
Cincinnati. That's got to be your boy's
That's
intro.
Cleveland.
Oh, that's right.
That's Cleveland. Roy's talking about a YouTube
that's
like,
be your, that's
Hall
be
of Fame thing.
Whenever got, we have your boy
some
on.
Some kid is screaming at the stadium.
It's great.
Hey, listen. But
see you next week.
I'm going to take, look, I've already said, I'm taking Cincinnati minus the 8 or 8.5 or 9.
Or whatever
and,
it is.
And you know what? I've taken Cincinnati as an over a million times. Not a million, maybe more like 3 or 4 this year. but you know what? I liked million. Them. Hey, remember when they played the Redskins? That was my play of the week. Mm-hmm. It was like 40 to the Redskins lost to Cincinnati. They lost that game. The Redskins win that game. They're 5-6-5, not 5-6. Or what are they now?
Yeah, 5-6. Yeah.
So anyway, I'm taking the Bengals for 5-star. If you want to hedge, take the over. If you want to tease it a little bit, take the over. You know what? You know what the total is I have here. I'm looking at 45.
Yeah.
If it's 45, take the over. Cincinnati might score 45
well,
themselves.
I see a 51. And I see
I think it's 51.
I see a 50.5.
No, it's 50. It's 51.
I see 50.5.
You'd have
on
to
Vegas
you would have to tease that down. You'd have to tease it down to like 41.
Bovada has it 51.
That's what it is. Yeah. Let's go to the next game. What
next
we got?
Next up, we have the Baltimore Ravens -1 at and that's the key word there, at the San Diego Chargers. The total here is 47.
One of your favorite games. This is another toss-up. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got two teams playing. Either team could win. You know, Baltimore's the better team. Not even close.
No,
they're at San Diego.
I know.
But they're the better football team, period, than San Diego. San Diego's struggled at home, away, everywhere. Norv Turner's gone. I mean, you know, there's no question about that. If Baltimore wins this game, he might be gone tomorrow.
He
might be gone tomorrow. And I'll tell you why. I think A.J. Smith would love to fire Norv because A.J. Smith's going to get fired at the end of the season anyway. So, you know, it might be his last move, desperate move, as a general manager to get rid of Norv. And Norv's got to have somebody. You know, pull up San Diego. Go to NFL.com. Mm-hmm. Pull up San Diego Chargers. I want to know who their coaches are, and I'll tell you who will be the interim coach when they get there. The two teams that most picked for the playoffs this season, Baltimore and San Diego, only one of them is really looking that way. What I like about what the Ravens have done with Ray Lewis out, with Demetrius, the cornerback that
Maris
was out.
Webb.
Yeah. DeMarcus Webb.
DeMarcus.
Tomato, tomato. You know, we got it all. Even though the Ravens lost both of these guys, they're only giving up a 76 quarterback rating.
So their coaches.
Tell me who their coaches are. I'm going to give you their interim.
Norv Turner, he's great.
Yeah, he's gone. He's gone.
But they have.
He'll be the quarterback coach in Dallas next.
Their defensive coordinator is John Pagano. Is that Chuck's brother?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, wait.
Is it?
You know what? That's it. That is his brother. Is he the OC?
He's a DC.
He's the DC.
The OC.
Who's the offensive
slash offensive line? I guess Norv probably calls the plays.
Well, you know what, Pagano? How can you go wrong with a Pagano as a head coach?
True.
Look what it's doing in Indianapolis. He's got cancer and he's doing a great job.
Yeah, and then Hal Hunter is their.
Who else?
He's their OC slash O line.
Who's their special teams coach?
Special teams is Carlos Polk.
I don't know any of these guys.
Yeah, I don't know any of these guys either.
You know what, Norv, you're screwed. Maybe Norv did that on purpose so he wouldn't get fired.
Their assistant linebackers coach is Greg Williams.
Not that Greg Williams. He's only got one
G got
in his
name. He's got a good name.
Other Greg's got two G's in his name.
And other than that, I mean, I'm quarterbacks coach John Ramsdell.
You know what?
Jason Michael, Charlie Joyner.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here. I'm not gonna play the game.
That's why they haven't fired Norv yet. They don't have anybody else.
Now listen to me. I'm not gonna play the game, but Baltimore's probably gonna beat San Diego. I just don't see Ryan Matthews has looked terrible. He's on my fantasy league team, okay? He does nothing. He's got one touchdown all season.
You should bench him, especially when you play me.
I'm not going to bench anybody, especially for any reason. Torrey Smith, by the way, has had a great season so far. He's got 7 touchdowns, 17.3 yards per reception. Chargers have only lost 5 of their last 6 games. How can you play him? The reason you can play them is because if they don't win this game, Norv goes home. I mean, I just think that this is the game because they're not going to the playoffs unless he wins this game. I'm going to pass on the game. Roy, do you like either of these? I like to play them.
No.
Okay, let's go to the next game, Matthew.
I would like the Ravens at home, but no.
Oh, absolutely, at home. Are you kidding
me? Last year, the San Diego Chargers beat the Ravens last year.
But you know what? Flacco's won 3 out of his last 4 away games, which is amazing. Let's go to the next game. This is a really lousy game.
Next up, we have Arizona -1.5 over the St. Louis Rams. Total here is 43.
I don't think I've ever seen a quarterback play come in as early as the quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals did last week. He's a rookie. I mean, how does this – Ryan Lindley's his name. I don't even know where he's from. He's getting his first NFL start. Wizen Hunt must know something. And let me just say this. His 2 starters have to just absolutely suck because this kid came in last week, and it was like throwing gasoline on a fire. I mean, they were horrible. You know, neither of these teams have won a game since they played each other 7 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
7 weeks ago, Roy. They haven't won a game, neither one of them. The Rams killed me last week. They crushed me. You know, I would never play them. And I love Fish. You know I love Fish, right? How does Fish not come back here and win this game? Well, because Arizona, Kenny Wisenhunt, may need this game to keep his job. He may need this game to keep his job. Do you agree with me? I mean, it's been a while since these guys have put together a winning season.
Yeah. I mean,
they were 8-8 last year.
Pretty bad.
They are pretty bad. Hey, listen, we're going to be back in a minute. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're going down our NFL picks, plays, what to play, what to stay away from. And we've both given our straight cash homie already, but stick with us because we got some good games
to
go for.
We're not done yet.
We're not done.
And we're going to talk a little bit about baseball because there was some really good. I was reading the Post, New York Post this morning. There was a great article in there about the Mets. I mean, because I'm not, you know, everybody that knows me knows I'm not a big fan of their general manager, president, or whatever you want to call him. But unfortunately for the Mets fans, they're at the beckoning and they're going to get screwed sooner or later, all of them. I hate to say it. Well, look, when you're playing with Monopoly money, Bernie Madoff's money for what? How many years? 5 years?
Yeah.
You know, eventually you got to come up with $1 billion in real cash. That hurts. I don't care how much you're worth. Coming up with $1 billion in cash has got to hurt. Now, I don't know if that's accurate or not, but it's pretty close, at least from what I've read. Now, Arizona, we were talking about Arizona-St. Louis. Arizona has been to a Super Bowl, okay? The Rams have been to a Super Bowl. Arizona, in my opinion, has a good coach. I like Ken Wisenhunt. I mean, he's a good coach. And they do a good job with personnel generally. They had a great defense for a while this year, and then now they're getting some people banged up. And the biggest problem you have when you don't have an offense, Roy, or a quarterback, which they don't have. Now, if you remember, a lot of people thought Peyton Manning was going to Arizona for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They were like one of the last 3 teams. As a matter of fact, that's Arizona is where John Elway flew to, in addition to Durham, North Carolina, to make sure he told them something more. I'll tell you what, nobody worked harder than Elway at getting Peyton Manning. I'm glad he got him. And you know who I'm glad for? Peyton. Because that offensive line is good. Their defense is good. They've got really good players on the Denver team. And if you ask around the league now, everybody loves Denver. And I'm starting to agree with him. I think Houston and Denver, you know, nickel on one, 5 cents on the other. Different kind of a setup with both teams. But, you know, Arizona, you know, they just don't have enough offense. They do get Beanie Wells back today. Beanie Wells. Oh, by the way, Beanie Wells is old Ohio State Buckeyes, 12-0. Mm-hmm. Okay, they're on probation, double secret probation, because they, you know, took drugs and everything else, I guess, in exchange to pay for. What did they do? Do you remember what they did wrong? Ohio State? It was something bad.
It was tattoos, I think.
Well, they were getting tattoos for giving them rings things. Or something. They gave them their rings.
They were selling stuff that they got from the bowl games, like TVs and like whatever else, tires or whatever they got. Not Tyrod Taylor. It was
the
quarterback.
I forget, but the old head.
The Raiders drafted him, of course.
Terrell Pryor.
Yeah,
and by the way, in Oakland, one of the big questions is why isn't Terrell Pryor in there?
They took a what was it called? Preliminary draft. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They took him in the fourth round, so they lost a fourth round pick because of
it. Yeah, but you know what? The kid's talented.
He's good.
And in the preseason, he looked good. He played in the preseason.
And he got tattoos. A bunch of other players got tattoos. I think one of them got a car, maybe, because they were like supposedly working at a car dealership, but they weren't.
Exactly. But
there's a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, yeah, people were, you know, that happens. I mean, people get checks.
It was a whole bunch of little
checks
things
and
that
they're
got
not really
out,
working.
Yeah. It was a whole bunch of little things that got blown out of proportion because of the multiple. This happened in multiple schools. Miami University had it happen to them.
University of Miami in Florida.
They're still on.
Well, Carolina, same thing. University of North Carolina
UNC
had some problems.
Had some,
yep.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple
I
want to
say that was a cheating scandal, wasn't it, in North Carolina?
That had something to do with football.
They were getting test scores. They were getting, like, you know, tests where they knew what the answers were when they went in to take a test. That was just one of the many things. And, you know, that was Butch Davis. Mm-hmm. And we were talking to Tony Mazur from Cleveland, from KRK, about that. But anyway, I'd love to see Arizona win this game. But you know what? This game could go either way. You know, it's basically like an indoor game. They'll probably open the roof up in Arizona. So St. Louis, it's more, you know, it really is like an away game because they're not playing inside. The Cards have lost 6 consecutive games. We said that neither one of them had won since they played each other 7 weeks ago. That's pretty pitiful. I've got that written right there. I mean, it is. It's horrible. St. Louis, are you ready for this, Roy? Put this in one ear and keep it in there.
Okay.
Listen to this. This is great. They've gone 5 consecutive games without forcing a turnover by an opponent. The last time that happened in the NFL, 1950. That was before I was born. So let's just say this. They're not going to probably turn the ball over, right? So I like Arizona. I like Arizona minus 1.5. I'm taking them for 3 stars. You like either of these teams?
I
think Arizona has to win the game.
I pick every game, but I'm pretty sure that I had.
Oh, my God.
I'm pretty sure I had St. Louis. Yeah, I have St. Louis plus, all right,
good.
Plus 2.5.
Well, the other one's the one we're doing for lunch.
Lunch one.
We talked earlier. You liked somebody, I liked the other side. Oh, it was Atlanta and Tampa Bay.
That was my straight cash only.
Yeah, man. I know, and I'm taking the other side. Oh. Let's go to the next game. This is a good game. This is our favorite game.
This is a good game.
Now, we may be getting a call here shortly, hopefully.
The next game here is the San Francisco 49ers minus 1 at the New Orleans Saints. The total here is 49.
Well, wait a minute. See, I don't even have that one. Hold on.
What do you mean you have this one?
No, never mind. I went too far. San Francisco minus 1.
I'm reading off your site.
Did you now? If you saw, I know I went too far. If you see the San Francisco game this past week against Chicago,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't even think about this. Minus 1, take them. Doesn't matter where they play, take them. But New Orleans, to their benefit, the way they played recently, they are on fire. Yeah. Drew Brees is as hot as anybody in the league. They're finally starting to look like what, Roy? A team.
Yeah.
Look. Roger Goodell, shame on you. You let them play without a coach. Shame on you, what you did to the New Orleans team, what you did to Sean Payton, $7.5 million. Their owner had the opportunity, in my opinion, to not throw Payton under the bus. What happened to the owner? Nothing, $500,000. He bought an NBA team the next week. That's horse crap, Goodell. That's crap. These guys would have been in the hunt all year if they'd had a coach. They barely lost to the Redskins at home. Do you remember that game? They didn't even look like they were ready, did they? I'm talking about New Orleans.
No,
they didn't
all.
Look ready.
Well, they started to turn. They're starting to turn their season around when they got their players back. You got Vilma back, and their defense suddenly looks better. Go figure. You know, I mean, the Saints.
They got Joe Vitt back too.
The Saints are not. They're not a bad football team.
Right.
They're not a bad football team. They played bad football for a while.
Yeah, like six games.
But they're not a bad football.
They were
team.
1-5 after.
When
six
you have
games.
Drew Brees, when you have one of the elite quarterbacks, and if you look at the plays, if you look at the last couple weeks, like 3 or 4 weeks, and you look at the quarterbacks who've won a Super Bowl, they are the those are the teams that are covering spreads. If they've been to or have won a Super Bowl, the experienced guys, they're the quarterbacks, they're the teams that have been covering. And Drew Brees is one of those guys.
Right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the decision that Jim Harbaugh has to make. Colin Kaepernick.
Start him.
Yeah. Well, but my point is he came in this past week against Chicago and looked like he'd been there all year. Now, they drafted this guy from Nevada in the, I want to say, second round, and this kid is tough.
He's
tough as hell.
And he's Harbaugh's guy.
And he's fast.
He's Harbaugh's guy.
Everybody kept referring to him as, he reminds me of Randall Cunningham. He reminds me of Randall Cunningham. Hey, this kid's better than Randall Cunningham was. Randall Cunningham took 8 minutes to get rid of a football. This kid's got a quick delivery. He's faster than Randall Cunningham. He's probably much smarter than him, only because I saw Randall struggle with an offense that was the same offense for years and years. He just seemed to. I love this kid, Kaepernick. Alex Smith hasn't been that good this year at times.
Well, this year. Try the last 7 years he's
been
in the league.
But my point is that even if there's a chance that Smith still has concussion problems, don't put him in there.
No.
Even if he's been cleared. Let Kaepernick play until you don't need him anymore. He may play himself into a starting position.
Alex Smith has done nothing in his time in San Francisco to guarantee him this spot.
Right.
He's done nothing to guarantee him. Has he played well enough to earn the starting job at the beginning of this year? Sure, give the kid a chance. But at the same time, Harbaugh drafted this kid.
Right.
In Kaepernick. This is his guy. Alex Smith, Harbaugh, you know, he was just happened to be on the roster when Harbaugh took over the team. So Harbaugh has no real ties to this Alex Smith guy. And Alex Smith hasn't played his way. He hasn't played his way into a role where you can't touch his starting quarterback position. Oh, you can't bench him. He's Alex Smith. Nobody would ever say that about this kid. Okay, so why not have Harbaugh plug your guy in? Why not give him more starts? This is the guy that you brought in. You took a high draft pick on him. He's your guy, and this Alex Smith guy, he's got a concussion, so you have a reason to play him in. So,
right. All right. So we both agree he should stay in there for as long
start.
As
he should all be
right,
the starter.
I agree with you, but I want to get going here. The one thing I wanted to talk about real quick, the only real loss where people like shook their heads for the 49ers this year was indoors in Minnesota. They got beat by the Vikings the third game of the season.
Well, Alex Smith.
I mean, this game could go either way, but these guys don't have the Vikings defense. I think the game's going over 49 points.
Yeah, me too.
That's what I think. I don't care who wins this game. I really don't care. And just because I don't care, I have this to say. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we are back on AM 1230 WFAS.
I'm spazzing out here in the studio.
Bruce.
Tie me down. Tie me down.
Bruce tries to break everything.
Yeah, it's just my arms start flailing, you know.
It's like my two-year-old. I let my two-year-old around any of my recording equipment.
I wish I had the energy of a two-year-old. I'll tell you what, last night about 11 o'clock.
I swear he just steals my energy. He just looks at me and just steals my energy.
Well, that's what kids are for, man.
They're like the cats from The Outer Limits.
Your kid.
The trolls from The Outer Limits that steal the breath from the...
Mikey was down here. Mikey was down here.
I don't know. Before your time?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, let's get rolling. We're on our last...
Let's hit it. Roll.
We're on our last segment, and we may have a caller. We may have somebody calling in. Giants. Green Bay. Listen, this is obviously a Green Bay play, so I'm leaving it alone because, you know, Eli hadn't thrown a touchdown pass in three games. They had a bye week. They made some changes. They got Kenny Phillips back. They got two other members of their defense back. They're playing ball. You know, I mean, they're still, what are they, 6-4? 6-4,
yeah.
Giants. If they lose this game and go to 6-5, I'm going to make a prediction right now. I'm going to predict that 7-9 wins the East. And it could be the Redskins, could be the Cowboys, could be the Giants. Can't be the Eagles. They're not going to win another game. Eli's had
poor Eagles.
Yeah, but Eli's had a problem. People are talking about this, talking about that.
You know what it is?
Yeah, it was the fact that he was taking pictures of the lobby of his. I think it's since the flooding in his lobby, he just hasn't been the same.
He was taking pictures of it?
Yeah, there was. Yeah, it flooded in the lobby of his condo. You never saw that? Do you ever watch television? Giants are 25th in the league against the pass.
I watch television.
The Giants are 25th in the league against the pass. The Giants.
Tell Haley I don't watch enough television.
I don't care about Haley
and
watching TV. The Giants do get three defensive players back. Kenny Phillips is back. He's healthy. Mm-hmm. Packers have won three in a row on the road. They're a good road team. And guess what? They were all indoors. But this one's not indoors. Now, in New York, I would imagine the weather's very similar to way it is here. Partly cloudy, cold, and a little windy. You know, they're coming off a bye week. How can you be bad? You know Coughlin beat them up pretty good during the bye week. Had to. Everybody in Vegas is all over the Packers. I want to say 86% of the money, and you can check this if you want, is on the Packers right now on the straight line. And the money line, it looks like they're on the Giants. If I was a conspiracy theory bettor, which I am from time to time, take the Giants at home. Nobody ever does, but they're -3. You know, it's outside. I got to pass on the game. The one thing I do like about this game is the fact that Green Bay, this is gonna either make or break kind of what they've got going on. If the Giants win this game, they go to 7-4, and they're going to be headed where they want to be headed.
Everyone's on Green Bay.
You know what?
76%.
What does that tell you, though? The boys never lose.
76% on the spread, 89% on the money.
So what does a conspiracy theory do? Better do? Take the Giants -3. You know what? If I took the game at all, I'd probably take the over 48. And I'll tell you why. I think Eli throws
it's 50,
two.
It's 51.
Well, then it's way up because I put this down a while ago. If it's 51 points, leave it alone. Leave it alone. Pass on the game. I'm going to watch the game. This is the game that Ian Rappaport is at.
Yeah, I see 51 and then 51.5.
Now,
so it's going up.
What do you? I mean, do you like either side?
I mean, I like the Packers, but
you know what, Green Bay. Their defense isn't that good.
They're not. And you're exact. What you were talking about earlier with Eli, he's due.
Ahmad Bradshaw's had an extra week too.
A quarterback like that doesn't go on a slide for very long.
This is the longest he's ever gone without a touchdown.
You know what it is? It's the Bruce Hall curse.
Oh, stop!
Last year, you picked him in the Super Bowl and they lost four. Right?
Yeah, they did.
And this year, you said they reminded you.
I didn't pick him to win.
No, you didn't. But you said they reminded you of the team who won the Super Bowl four games left.
I said that last year, too.
Eli Manning, he listens, and he gets
You know what's happening?
Nervous.
You know what's happening? Peyton is actually working on Denver business now, not New York Giants.
Eli sent him up.
Can I tell you what? You don't think that makes a difference?
Can you watch tape?
When your big brother, who's probably the best offensive coordinator in that world, doesn't call you, but 15 minutes. Hey, Eli, can only talk to you for a couple minutes, man. We got an offensive meeting here. It's like, Peyton, help me, please.
When you got
what am I doing wrong,
Dad?
You have two Manning minds looking at tape. Now you only have one.
You know, Eli is he's going to be fine.
He's
going to be fine. The thing that
he's
scares
still having a good season.
Well, the thing that scares not that good because Andrew Luck is the guy I start every week.
It's
now.
Not top three in the league, but he has 2,600 yards, 26,000. Yeah, that'd be a good season.
Eli
he's 2,600 yards and 12 touchdowns.
Eli was my second pick in the draft, and I want to say that I did it like 24th.
Yeah, well.
Or, yeah, I was 1-25.
You were 1-25.
So he was the 25th player drafted in our pool.
124.
Because I took him because I needed one. I needed a quarterback because I didn't get Rodgers. But you know who I got? The number one running back. And what is his name?
Arian Foster.
Arian Foster.
And who'd you want to take? Tell everybody who you wanted to take.
I wanted Aaron Rodgers.
You wanted Aaron Rodgers first overall. Yeah, he's pretty good. Smackdown.
This just in, he's pretty good.
I said, listen here, Bruce. You're not going to take Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is pretty good.
You're going to take Aaron Foster.
Hey, let's go. Let's do this. Let's go over our plays first. Let's go right to the front. Seattle, Miami, we both passed. Atlanta, you took Atlanta. I didn't take Tampa Bay, but I took the over for a bundle. Tennessee, Jacksonville. I took Jacksonville for just a wee little bit because they're a four-point dog and Tennessee sucks. Indianapolis, -3 over Buffalo. I took the over here because it's indoors and both teams have no defense. Did you take a team there? No.
Who?
You didn't take Indy, did you?
No.
Okay. Denver, Kansas City. You know what? It's so tempted to take a 10.5 point favorite on the road, but I didn't. I just decided to talk smack about Romeo Crennel.
I have Denver in a parlay.
Paoli and all of his pseudo New England Patriot cheaters. They are. They're displaced cheaters. They're in Kansas City now. Pittsburgh -1.5 at Cleveland. We had Tony on the show. I want Cleveland to win. Sorry, Steeler fans. I love Steelers too, but I love Cleveland today. They need a win.
Cleveland won't win because they're Cleveland.
Charlie Batch, by the way, is the oldest position player in the NFL. It's not a
kicker.
That
doesn't include kickers.
It's not a kicker, right? Kickers are all 50. Chicago -6. By the way, how about the Redskins kicker? He hadn't missed one all year.
Cobra Kai.
Yeah, and he used to play for Dallas.
UCLA.
No, but Dallas. Dallas cut him. No, Dallas cut him originally.
What?
Yeah, they said that. They talked about that. I was watching TV. I have the sound up.
I mean, he's a rookie, so he must have had a...
No. He was originally a Dallas Cowboy. He was a Dallas Cowboy.
Since you had the sound up.
He was a Dallas Cowboy.
Chicago.
I hope you Google it. Chicago -6 over Minnesota. You know what? You liked Chicago, didn't you?
Yeah.
Now you're praying to cut. They start Cutler because they're 14-5 with him, 1-6 without. You know what? If you're listening to this show, I might have just helped you. Make some grocery money.
Yeah, he was on the Cowboys. He's a rookie though.
But he was a Cowboy, correct?
It's a star.
Did Roy just say I was correct?
He's a star.
And I didn't have to Google it.
What's the star?
Cincinnati -8.5 over Oakland. This is my straight cash homie play.
Straight cash homie.
Yep. Yeah, and I got the over here too. But I don't have the over, but for a little bit. Cincinnati -8.5. I love that game. I say they win by 20.
Oh, well, he was on the Cowboys, placed on the reserve non-football injury list.
There you go. Baltimore -1 at San Diego. I wish they were at home. We'd be at the game. But they're not. They're going to be in San Diego making sure Turner gets fired, hopefully. Oh, you know what? If Turner gets fired, you know who gets him fired? Cam Cameron, old buddy.
Kai Forbath isn't a rookie. This is his second year.
Well, thank you very much.
He was drafted.
No defense and underachieving offense. Joe Flacco.
We'll be celebrating next week if
Norv gets fired.
We'll have a party.
If Norv gets fired Monday, I'll bring a cake.
We need a cake.
I will bring a cake and donuts next week Norv gets fired. Arizona, St. Louis. They haven't won a game, either one of them, since they played each other like 2 months ago.
Really?
Yeah, I said that already. You're not paying attention. No, 7 weeks they've gone, and that was when Arizona lost to St. Louis 17-3.
Arizona's bad. They're really bad.
They're real bad.
But St. Louis is bad. Our Cardinals are back, everybody look out.
St. Louis made Mark Sanchez last week look like Joe Montana.
Well, I mean, look.
He sucks.
Mark Sanchez is,
sucks.
He's not that bad.
So bad.
He's a bad quarterback.
He's bad.
He's a bad quarterback. But the New York media, us included.
I hear he's bad in bed, too. You know who told me that? Ava Longoria. I'm just kidding.
Ava Longoria, isn't she married to?
No, but she. What are you nuts? She was dating Tony. What's his name? The guy, the quarterback, Mark Sanchez, Tony Romo. I get all those lousy quarterbacks mixed up. San Francisco -1 at New Orleans. You know what? If you're hurting for a 4 o'clock game to play, this is, by the way, a 4 o'clock game. San Francisco.
Who's a better quarterback, who would you rather have on your team, Mark Sanchez, or would you rather have? The guy from Baltimore. What's his name?
Flacco.
Joe Flacco.
Oh, but Flacco 1,000 times. Mark Sanchez 0 times.
You know, Sanchez had better numbers than Flacco last year. You know that, right?
Can I tell you what? Mark Sanchez is the worst quarterback in the NFL.
See,
who's worse than him?
Blaine Gabbert's worse than him.
Blaine
Gabbert is terrible.
Who else is worse than him? Come on. I'm talking about a starter.
Yeah.
You can't even think of anybody worse than Mark Sanchez.
Yes, I can.
Who?
The guy who was in Miami.
That what?
Tannehill.
Dan Marino?
The guy in Cleveland.
Who?
Brandon Whedon.
Whedon's better than him.
No, he's not. Alex Smith.
Oh, yes, he is.
Alex Smith is worse. Look, you just.
Alex Smith is not
if Mark
worse.
Sanchez.
Alex Smith had 100 quarterback rating last year.
Because he throws the ball 6 times.
Alex Smith was in the NFC Championship last year.
And Mark Sanchez went to back-to-back AFC Championship.
Well, why didn't you draft Mark Sanchez as your quarterback?
The same reason I didn't draft Brandon Whedon or any of those guys.
But I'd rather have Brandon Whedon.
What's
as
my strategy? You know my strategy. You don't draft a quarterback until late.
Yeah.
You know, I don't take a quarterback until the 6th or 7th round. I'm not like you reaching for Eli Manning in the second round.
And now Eli Manning is
the 21st. He's the 21st ranked quarterback in fantasy. You know that?
You're high.
That's terrible. I'm.
Hey, who are you playing this week?
That's ESPN.
Who are you playing this week?
I don't remember. Oh, it's the guy. He's one of my Twitter
the first
followers.
Place team squashed me
one
last
of my Twitter
week.
Followers.
I actually had.
I have a chance at the playoffs.
Hey, I had two guys go on Thursday, and they both went for 25 points or more.
I'm winning a league. I am in 6th in the league, and I think I'm 7th in our league, and I need you to lose this year, this week, Matt.
Well, listen, we did good. I didn't get a call back from Rapp, but we'll talk to him next week. You've listened to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You got anything you want to say to the fans out there, Roy? Follow us on Twitter. I'm
Cyber
at
Monday.
At Bruce Hall Sports.
Cyber
Where are
Monday.
You? At
I'm Sportsman at Sportsman Cave. Check out sportsmancave.com.
Guys, if you're not following us, you're missing out. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
See ya.
Bye.